It's a good time to be thinking about planting cover crops and tree nut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the vast Ag Information Network. Jamie Ott is a UC Orchard System Advisor for Tehama, Shasta, Glenn, and Butte counties.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for some people, cover crops fit into their orchard plants, and some people they don't. But there are some well-documented benefits of cover crop, not the least of which is orchard access during the winter. That cover crop makes the orchard easier to get around in when the soil is wet.
Yeah, of course, it prevents muddy conditions.
And yeah, this time of year is a great time of year to plant cover crops. You want to either seed before the fall rains come so that you can get the benefit of that irrigation water, or if you're in an area or if it's a fall that we don't get a lot of rain, even if you seed now and do a little bit of irrigation to kind of coax that cover crop along, this really is the ideal time to plant it so that you get a good stand by the spring, which is what you want. You're growing your cover crop for biomass. Any of the values that cover crops can provide, like improved organic matter, improving water infiltration, soil water holding capacity, providing forage for bees, all of that requires a good stand of cover crop. So you really want to get it off to the best start you can.
That's Jamie Ott, a UC Orchard System Advisor in Northern California. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.